I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. King not here yet. Might be able to make it. King living that life of a parent of two boys who play baseball. And it is baseball season. And as you know, they play baseball games at ungodly hours because it stays bright out till ungodly hours. It's after 8 o'clock p.m. right now when we are recording this, and it is it's very bright outside. So it is what it is. We move forward as best we can anyway, so whatever. Movie this week, if you want to listen to us talk about it, watch it first. It is Animal House. Yes, that Animal House. It is on Netflix. I hadn't seen it in a very long time. And so it was a nice refresher because I had forgotten like a lot of it. So it was cool to see it. Follow us on Twitter at those handles I mentioned earlier. Also on YouTube when I get the energy to edit the videos and upload them. Just search for The Sports Brewery. Again, I mentioned it last week. If you want to help us, something you can do, if you have a Twitch account, go to twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87, and follow. Like, it's not a subscription thing. It's literally just you clicking, like, being logged in and clicking the follow button. We have to get a certain number of those until we are able to get subscribers. So going and doing that would definitely help us. So I appreciate it. No big deal if you don't, but just something that would be cool for us. Okay, where should we start, man? We got some local news. You want to talk about some local news?
No. Yeah, keep it local.
So big local news in the Eugene Springfield area. Our world is Chick-fil-A is going to be opening on Gateway. I have a couple of thoughts.
I got one big thought. So, and that's going to be a clusterfuck.
Yeah, the first is that I don't really know if Chick-fil-A is good. I like a chicken sandwich. I don't know that I'm going to be super excited to go wait in a fucking 2-hour line on Gateway for a chicken sandwich. Gateway is already a clusterfuck. Like, are you telling me you're adding Chick-fil-A to that mix? You better open up another set of four lanes on Gateway if you're going to be bringing that mess into it.
You better get Elon Musk and the Boring Company to build you a fucking tunnel in and out, because
my God,
where that's located in the old Traxxers, Elmer's area there, it's probably one of the busiest spots in the city.
Insane. Like, absolutely insane. Oh, yeah. And there was talk, remember, I think we talked about it like last year when they were talking about
like In-N-Out.
The In-N-Out.
In-N-Out as well.
In-N-Out would be idiotic. Like, that's one thing. That's idiotic. There's no way that would work. Chick-fil-A is really close, man. The city planners have to agree to this. So that might be like the reports we're getting right now might be them like deciding that, like they might not have passed those city planners like yet. So that might still need to happen, but somebody in Springfield needs to step up and be like, no, you can't put a Chick-fil-A there.
Like, not there. Nope.
Literally anywhere else. Like, not there. Crazy. And you know, added to that, like, just the practical shit where there's a hospital right next to it. And so you literally can't block that road the amount that Chick-fil-A is going to block that road, just safety reasons why. Like, literally, there's a hospital a minute away from where they're talking about putting it. So,
yeah. I don't know, man. And on the food side.
Yeah, are they good?
Chick-fil-A is fine. They have the superior breakfast, I think. They had good breakfast, but I'd rather have Popeyes if I'm getting chicken.
Yo, I had Popeyes at the one that's up in, like, as part of that gas station when you're driving up to Portland.
Oh,
it was fucking terrible. It was so bad. I couldn't.
Wait, you make
it.
The trek. There's a Popeyes down in Cottage Grove now.
Okay,
so that's a little closer, so it's an actual just Popeyes, not a Popeyes and get, you know, a glory hole blowjob from a trucker while you wait in line.
That shit was a mess, dude. The food tasted like that. Not that I know what that tastes like. I'm just saying. Oh my God. So, you know, so again, like, that's the thing is, like, I don't know how excited I am for a chicken sandwich. And if we're talking about, like, a line to wait a long time for a chicken sandwich, that's a no. Like,
well, at least for them, they are efficient. They are very efficient. They get you in and out. So that's the only saving grace. You might not have to wait 2 hours.
I don't see it, man.
Get a fucking chicken sandwich.
I don't see it. They're going to have to, like, redo that whole area.
Yeah, but they'll have to have their own in and off ramp to get in.
They are. No, I kind of wasn't kidding when I said they need to build, like, 4 new lanes. Like, they might legitimately need to have their own lane just for the Chick-fil-A. Like, and can you imagine, like, a sign that says, like, just for Chick-fil-A drive-thru or whatever, and it's just its own fucking turn-off lane? Crazy. And it's got, like, the stripes, like, or whatever they're, the big chicken logo in the middle of the lane.
People like fried chicken.
People like
fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
I like
fried
chicken.
What can I say?
Yeah, fair enough.
I like fried chicken.
Yeah, fair enough. Other local news, by the way. So it's not necessarily news, and, like, Booble sort of alluded to it in the chat. Like, the M's are sort of at a point where they need our help. Like, not necessarily us, like you and me, but, like, the community.
PBS charity drive? Is that,
like,
what we need?
Like, the community needs to start stepping up if... So local people, like, you know, Eugene, Springfield area, or, you know, outside, if you are, you know, if you're from the area and remember, have fond memories of the M's, like, they're getting really close to not being able to stay here anymore. Like, there's, you know, essentially there's, like, a deadline at the end of the summer where Alan Benavides is going to need to, like, find a solid place to create a stadium and get the funding to do that. Or the M's are no longer going to be in Eugene. And it's not like, it's not really anything. It's not like a situation where, you know, I've seen people say, like, make Major League Baseball pay for it. It's like, no, that's not how minor league baseball works. You have a lack of understanding how minor league baseball works.
They barely pay the players. You think they're going to shell out millions and millions of dollars for a minor league stadium?
Why can't they keep playing in the Duck Stadium? Well, it's because Major League Baseball has rules where if you're playing long season single A and above, you have to have your own stadium. So that's the reason why we're in this situation. So, you know, basically what happened was there was a plan to make a stadium in, like, a wetlands area. And it was a pretty good plan. You know, part of it would be to sort of, like, make sure the area is still good for the wildlife, sort of build up stuff around it too. Would have been a cool design. But essentially, like, they held a public forum for it and nobody showed up. The only people who did show up were people from the area who were like, no, we don't want you to put a stadium here. So the feedback the M's are getting is, like, purely negative right now. And I know for a fact there are a shit ton of people in our community who genuinely love the M's and genuinely would be sad to see the M's go, us included. So pay attention, I guess, is what I'm saying. If the M's put something out there, if Alan puts something out there saying, hey, community, we need you for this. We really want to hear your thoughts, get your feedback, give it to them. Tell them don't just think it's a good idea. Tell them you think it's a good idea.
But I will say, from having watched every episode of Parks and Rec, nobody goes to a town hall meeting unless they're there to complain about something, is the thing.
I get it.
So even though everyone there was negative, that's probably a very small group in my eyes.
It is.
Yeah, that are actually against it.
But the unfortunate thing, and we know that, like, logically, but the unfortunate thing is it's like, is they're actually reaching the point where it's going to be too late soon. So something has to happen.
Now, do they have the funding? That's a different question.
Yeah, yeah.
And there I could see people siding against it because it's, like you said, it ain't funded by Major League Baseball. It's not going to be funded by the Giants, their Major League affiliate. It's going to be funded by us. for the
city. What are your thoughts on that? We just had a voting round. We just got shit in the mail. We got to drop it. Vote on like a jail levy. There's like a jail levy in there. Are we going to pay money for a jail levy? Like there's that kind of stuff. And I'm not making any statements about the jail levy. I'm just saying, what happens if we have something like that where it's like, hey, your property tax goes up 0.25% for the next 10 years. That's a yes for me. Like if it means keeping the M's in the community. Yeah. Right?
See, I think it would be cheap because
I think it would too.
Low level stadiums like that, I don't think cost a ton.
You don't need a lot. You don't need a lot. No. Yeah, exactly. I mean, think of what Civic was. And by the way, like I'm trying to imagine like a world where Civic didn't burn down. So obviously we got the great kid sports facility in that area now. But like if Civic didn't burn down, would we be in a position where the M's would be like, okay, we have this.
Rebuild a stadium there.
Yeah. Should we either build the stadium or just rebuild what's currently here? Like just enforce it and, you know, or whatever. So
yeah,
a whole bunch of things happened to get us to this point. But the point we're in is that the M's are in trouble. Let's not let them go, man. It would really bum me out if we lost the M's. Like, you know, you're in the same boat as me. Like they've been around this area as long as I've been alive. So
yeah,
it would be sad.
I mean, shit, played high school baseball in that fucking decrepit old fucking stadium.
Totally Civic, man. Beautiful thing, man. And while you guys play there, I played in the Snatch across the street.
I will say for
local high school references.
Yeah. Civic was just such a dump, but
yeah,
it's one of the great like locations. I mean, it's in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yep.
Just an old neighborhood just all around it.
And you had a street right alongside it. And then you had a street like where you could hit home runs on. Like that was
foul balls back to one street, home runs to the other one.
And then you had, and then you had the scoreboard with like a dentist's office right behind it. It was great. It was elevated. It was great, man. It's great.
That's the other one is I love, like they don't play baseball there, but PGE Park or whatever the fuck it's called now in downtown Portland was kind of cool because it was like sunken down and it's in the middle of fucking downtown.
Really cool.
It sucks to lose cool area places. You know, like Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh's awesome.
Community stadiums, yeah. In the middle of neighborhoods. It's great. That's why fucking soccer stadiums are so great. Like over in the UK, they're literally in neighborhoods and they're not far from each other either. Like I think it's like Everton and Liverpool are like a walk from each other. Like it's like a 15-minute walk to the stadium. It's fucking crazy. And there's just rows of houses all around it. Like we were talking before we started, like the Wrexham show. Like look at the Wrexham show, man. There's a bar is part of the stadium. The bar that like everybody in the neighborhood goes to is part of their stadium. And then across the street is like people live there.
Are you trying to say we need to get Ryan Reynolds to come bail the M's out?
Dude, Ryan Reynolds is a drop in the bucket, man. Like think of how much like it's crazy to think of that. Like if anybody got motivated, anybody with money got motivated, they could easily fund this whole thing and just make it happen. So
that's the
rub.
The fact that it's not a University of Oregon product. I think you might find it hard. You're just going to need a real wealthy someone from Eugene to be like, I loved the M's when I was young. Yeah, here's $10 million. You're close. There you go.
And then you got to get the community. I think the part where we're at right now is getting the community to agree to just a location for it. Like I think that's the trouble they're having right now is they keep having these ideas and they keep getting shot down. So
I thought the fairgrounds idea was the best one.
And then the Glenwood one wasn't bad either. Like that's a perfect spot for a baseball stadium. Like Glenwood, like right along the river. Like there's nothing there. Like the dump is there. Like And then a couple of Roaring Rapids pizza places there, and then a couple of like gravel businesses. There's
a couple pawn shops.
There's even a hotel they just built there. Like, it's perfect.
And a Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it's perfect for all these minor league baseball players coming into town. Got the Planned Parenthood right next door.
Go get your abortion right before the game and dump her off the hotel. Boom.
Well, that might not have been where I was going with it.
Nah, that's where you're going.
Well, I just don't know anything about minor league baseball, I guess.
Clearly not.
Clearly not, yeah. Sounds like a Brockmire episode, says Boovil. It's exactly what it sounds like.
That's what it is.
You know what? Speaking of shit I never finished watching Brockmire.
Like, that's a bad move.
Last year, I was raving about the first season, about how late I was to the party and how fucking amazing it was, and then I just stopped watching it. I totally forgot about it. All right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm doing that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what's
I'm doing that shit tonight. Like, when we're done recording, I'm watching it tonight. And then tomorrow, it's going to be done.
Yeah. Good plan.
Thank you. Okay, where else should we go? I got more non-sports stuff. The Sum 41 news that broke. Big ups.
Yeah, I didn't know you needed to. They needed to break that news.
I know. That was the funniest thing ever. So if you haven't heard, dear listener, after 27 years, the band Sum 41 is deciding to disband, as they put it. So they're not stopping making music. They're just no longer going to be a band. They're going to go make other stuff, which is like, man, who knew you were still making music in the first place?
That's the thing. I know. It's like, I figured they've been at the level where they play county fairs.
Yeah.
Low-level casinos in Oregon kind of level.
Do you know what their fans are called, according to them? I just learned it with their quote-unquote press release that they put out. What are their fans called?
I don't know.
They call them scumfucks. So apparently, if you're a Sum 41 fan, you're a scumfuck. That's about right.
Man, these people got to be in their 50s?
Because you don't.
Maybe a little younger, mid-40s.
No way, dude. They got to be like our age. They got to be.
I think they're older.
They got
to be. I bet they're in their mid to late.
They were like kids when they first started, man. Like, I swear to God, because I remember their videos, they all look like high school kids. Sum 41 better than the Beatles, says Booble. Yes.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah. That's no debate.
Yeah. Hey, Lil Jon plays country fairs, apparently.
Lil Jon
does.
Exactly. My point proven.
He's
there
coming to the Lane County Fair. Nelly also does county fairs. Yes, he does. The same county fair, as a matter of fact.
The same one.
Yeah.
Done.
All right. I have no other thoughts on Sum 41. I just thought that was funny.
No. Okay.
Booble, did you drop that in the Discord? By the way, join our Discord. Sports Brewery and Discord. It's great. That's where we learn where bands break up and whatnot. All right. More non-sports news. What else we got? I don't necessarily know that I want to talk about the Spencer Webb thing.
Yeah, wait for more information to come out.
Let's do that. So,
because it will definitely be a story if the story breaks the way I think a lot of people are thinking it will break. So
the thing that happened this week today, I think actually, is Spencer Webb's parents released a statement saying they're asking the girlfriend who just had quote unquote Spencer Webb's baby to get a paternity test. Yeah. So because they actually released a specific timeline about
that was,
which was weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
That was weird. That was weird. But you know what? I see where they're coming from. I don't know that it necessarily needed a public statement. Like, I feel like this could have been handled just with a conversation. Maybe they tried that and she wasn't being receptive to it. But
they did mention in the whole thing, like, she was on board with getting the paternity test, but she wouldn't do it the way where, like, they could see or something like that. Like, they wanted to see them get the saliva or whatever they get from the baby.
Sure. They,
but,
okay.
Well, like I said, right now, in my eyes, it's a non-story. The timeline was interesting. Like, they only met for 6 days before he died.
Yeah.
That's when they met. And but you could tell where they were going with it when the earlier part of it was, oh, he was traveling with some other girl he said was his girlfriend.
Who was like, introduced
like
to the
right before it.
Was introduced to the family as his girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll readdress this down the road if it comes up, but I don't know. The whole thing's fucking gross. The whole situation's gross. It's like, ugh, I don't like it. Nope. I don't like it. Lead singer of Sum 41 was born in 1980. Thank you for that.
So he's 43.
Our age, man. He's basically our age. Are you 40 yet?
Nope.
Soon, right?
Just turned 39.
Okay. Crazy. I didn't know you were that much younger.
Oh, yeah. Young and spry still.
Sure. Sure.
No, I'm not spry. I hurt.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
I hurt, Nate. I hurt.
Sports?
Yeah, there's sports happening.
Hockey's happening right now.
Yes, hockey is happening.
Basketball's happening.
It is.
Do you have any thoughts on basketball? Because I have not been following it whatsoever. That's not true. So I have been following it a little bit, just in mostly the Lakers and Warriors, just because that's where the only interesting talking points have been. It's like,
well, if King was here, he would be saying that series is just following the NBA script right now.
Yeah.
I see that going to a game seven. So the other series, I mean, the Knicks winning, they could maybe force a game seven now after they look dead. I'm currently not watching the Suns game, so I don't know what's happening. But if I were to say, the script would say the Suns win tonight. Oh, no, they're down 30 at half. Never mind. Suns are dead. Never mind.
Nuggets are about to eliminate the Suns. So
I will say today, I think Jason Tatum got kind of bailed himself out today because he was going to catch a lot of heat for being, a lot of people would say, a fake superstar.
Ooh.
I think he had 13 or 16 points in the fourth quarter for them to hang on and win. I think he had 5 points on one of 12 shooting going into
like
the fourth quarter.
That? Wow.
And he has not looked good this entire, I was listening to some Boston, talking point show. And they're like, I don't know what they could do. Like with this current team they have, like what more can you do for a team? It's like you can get a different center for Al Horford, but everyone they have is kind of pretty good. It is built around the stars and that need to step up, and Tatum has not been.
It's weird how that works, right? How you can build a super strong roster, and then for whatever reason, you get in these playoff situations and it doesn't work. It's really weird. Yeah. We've seen that with Portland a bunch too, where Portland has these seemingly very good teams. We know what they're missing. We know what their limitations are, but
think of the team with Dame and CJ and Aldridge, when they're all good. It's like, what was like, who could they have added really to make that team better? Because those guys have to touch the ball. You can't add another like big ball dominant person on a team like that. And that's how I see this Boston team. It's like, you can't add, Kyrie, as you said, you can't add a Kyrie to this thing because the other guys need the ball.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's what we were saying for the Blazers, 4 years ago or at least 5 years ago when they say, all right, this doesn't work. You got to get rid of Dame or you got to get rid of CJ. It's just right in the wall. You can see it just doesn't work.
Yeah, like something has to change.
Yeah, just something, yeah.
Not necessarily sure what.
No, you don't know what, but something needs to.
If only, yeah.
And, I mean, there's still
81-51 at the half. For God's sake.
Yeah,
Jokic is 10 of 12 from the field. He almost has a triple-double at the half. Caldwell Pope is 21. What?
Yeah. Contavious Caldwell Pope.
What?
Yeah. Might as well want to leave old Joker off your All-Star vote or your MVP voting ballot.
Yeah. Nice work, Mark Jackson. I know you were wanting to kill Mark Jackson for that.
I mean, it's incompetence isn't an excuse. The fact that you thought you had to put just a 5-man lineup, you couldn't put people the same position in your 1-2-3, you shouldn't have a vote then if you're that dumb.
I think that's what pisses people off the most is like people who have the Heisman vote, you know, people who have a top 25 college football vote, and they just
MLB Hall of Fame vote.
MLB Hall of Fame vote.
Hall of Fame.
And they just don't give a shit. Or they use it to make some sort of statement. It's like, fucking do your job, man. Like, you're one of, like, however many people in the whole fucking world who gets to decide these things. Like, take it seriously.
The old fuck MLB Hall of Fame vote guy that will just, on principle, refuse to have a first ballot Hall of Famer. Get that guy the fuck out of here. And people like him that think... No one wants your fucking agenda and your opinion when you can have, you know, a generational talent going to Hall of Fame. You're like, oh no, not him. He's got to earn a year like these other guys.
Yeah. So then you sit down and have a conversation with the guy. It's like, so are you saying he's not good enough to be in the Hall of Fame? No, he's fine.
Oh, he is.
He's one of the best players ever. Okay. So why aren't you voting him in? Oh yeah. You got to sit for a year. It's like, what? That's dumb. That's dumb. You're making up a random dumb rule that nobody agrees with. Nobody ever came out and said this should be a rule. Like, you're just making that shit up. You're creating a dumb fuck narrative because you're a dumb fuck.
it's already bad enough because, you know, at least in baseball, where you have all this anti-steroid guys that if you even had a sniff of, you know, testing positive, they won't put you on. And then they also have, like, you're an asshole guy. I'm not going to vote for you just because you were an asshole to,
yep,
you know, media people.
That was
need it.
That was the thing with T.O. in the NFL, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of people wouldn't vote for T.L. or T.O. just because, like, he was a bad teammate, apparently. It's like, well, wait a minute. Did he, like, was he breaking any laws? Like, was he ever in trouble with anybody? Like... He just didn't get along with Donovan McNabb and Jeff Garcia, and that's why you're not putting... He's one of the best receivers ever. Like, I think we can all agree on that. Like,
in hindsight, not getting along with Garcia is looking pretty smart right now, isn't it? So
Wait a minute. I don't know about this. What do you mean? What's going on with Jeff Garcia? Is he problematic?
I feel like he might have been problematic. Oh, you know... This landscape, he's problematic. I think he turned maybe Scott Baio level.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, right.
I did not see that coming.
I could just be making that up, too. I don't know.
All right. Somebody in the chat, Google Jeff Garcia and find out what's been going on with Jeff Garcia. Speaking of that, Baseball Hall of Fame writers are the worst. Cooperstown is a joke because of the writers. They won't vote for Bonds or Clemens, but will vote for a pedophile like Pete Rose. Is Pete Rose a pedophile?
What pedophile?
I don't know about that one. That is not an official statement from the Sports Brewery podcast. I don't think I've heard of that one.
We could say some outlandish things, but I don't know if we go there.
I don't know if we're going to that
unless
one.
Unless we know that. But you could have said gambling. That's a known thing.
Look, WCP, T.O. dropped a lot of passes. Yes, he did. He also caught a lot of passes for touchdowns and was very unstoppable for most of his career.
Guess what, WCP? Cy Young won a lot of games. Yeah. He also lost a lot of games.
Walked a lot of guys.
You do one thing real good that gets you in the hall, you're in. It doesn't matter what happens for bad things.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the guys in the hall from before 1940 had a lot of very problematic things about them. like most of them are white, and most of them are very problematic if you look at them by today's standards. Apparently, he had a sexual relationship with a minor, according to Booble.
Mm. All right.
I was not aware of that. Does that change my opinion about him? It already wasn't very good, so...
It was not.
Not really, yeah. Okay, so what else we got? Jokic getting the tech.
There was
Jokic getting the tech, going up against the Suns owner. Is that a thing we want to talk about?
I thought he was the mayor.
No, it was the owner of the Suns.
What was the mayor? Did the mayor come out and say that he shouldn't be? I thought there was something with the mayor involved.
I don't know what the mayor did.
The mayor did something.
I don't know.
And
that
I'm not
part.
Talking about Sean Casey, but
he might have been like sitting with him or something. But it was definitely the owner.
The owner.
So by the way, like any other person in that situation gets thrown out, like for trying so I did just watch it right before we started. So he's got the ball, like the ball went to him, so he grabbed it, and then Jokic went to go try to grab the ball from him. He didn't let go. And then eventually Jokic pulled the ball away and it like flew away. And he also extended his arm into the Suns owner and like pushed him back. So yes, Jokic did push a fan, which if you're a player, you can't push a fan. If you're a fan, you can't grab the ball and not just give it to him right away. It doesn't matter if you're the owner. It does matter if you're the owner. It really, really does. But you can't do that, or you get kicked out, and probably not allowed to come back again, depending on the situation. Anybody else is in that situation, they're banned for like a year, at least.
Well,
as a fan,
it happened. It didn't happen long ago, but Westbrook like went into a guy's suite and like got in his face.
Jesus.
That is targeting a fan.
Yeah.
Jokic at least, you know, his initial thing was just to get the ball.
And then once you're
interacting with fans, things go from there. But
he shoved him on purpose. That was absolutely 1,000% a shove on purpose. And him saying otherwise is a lie, which I get it. He's trying to avoid a big fine, which he was not able to do.
Nope.
But I think they're both in the wrong.
Yes, I mean, they are.
Yeah.
If this was regular season, I guess you could suspend him just to, you know, set an example for other players. But just think, if you suspend him for what it would have been game 6 because he gets involved with the Suns owner. Because then anyone could just start messing with players if you kind of let them start doing shit like that.
Slippery slope, man. No doubt. By the way, Booble in the chat, the fan would have bodied Westbrook. He's a bitch. No.
Yes. I think the guy was pretty big.
Oh, was he? Okay. I don't know the situation. I'm just like, I know we like to say things about Russell Westbrook, but he is also a very in-shape professional athlete. So, I don't know.
We've seen professional athletes try to box.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily translate.
Did you see that clip of Nate Diaz in the streets in New Orleans? Like, I think somebody might have shared that in the Discord or something, I forget. But he did like the guillotine choke and just choked the dude out in like 2 seconds. Wasn't even a thing. Like the guy went up to fight him, he just grabbed him, goes to sleep right away. I think he had to turn himself in for that or something. There was, because like I think the guy charged him with assault or something, even though he went after.
Yeah, there's
my guy. We've all seen Nate Diaz. We know what he looks like. If you're in a street fight, like, and you see Nate Diaz, just stop.
I think there are some kind of rough rules for boxers and MMA fighters for getting involved in shit.
So your body's like a weapon.
I think they kind of treat it like that because he's trained to decimate people.
Yeah, yeah.
An old drunken Joe Schmo comes up to you, but you're allowed to defend yourself if some drunken guy comes up swinging on you.
I wonder, like, what does the law feel about that? Is there something on the books for that? Like, if you are a trained fighter, are you treated differently than just a normal dude in terms of like assault outside of a bar?
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
I don't know. And speaking of that, do you want to defend your A's broadcasters while we're here, Braga?
That's such a bummer. So Glenn Kuiper dropped an N-bomb during the broadcast. He was trying to say they went to the Negro League Museum. And he said the other word, and it was bad.
Not good.
It sucked.
Not good.
And he, you know, there's a couple ways to think about it too. Cause it's like, my guy, like that word can't enter your brain. Like, you shouldn't have that word floating around in your brain to where it's going to come out while you're talking about the Negro League Museum. Like, that can't happen. So that probably says something about you. Also, it was a mistake. He didn't mean to say it. You know, he is. I've watched so many games with him, and he is a great announcer and doesn't come off in any way like that. And so it was like, I give him benefit of the doubt. I'm like, yes, you made a mistake. It sucks. But also, you did say it, and you can't say it, and you should probably not have a job anymore. part of that job is you can't curse. Like, that's it. You are in control of one thing, that you don't curse on air. And not only did he curse, he dropped an N-bomb. You can't do it. You can't do it and keep your job, man.
If he immediately corrected himself and then immediately apologized, I think he's suspended, because obviously you can't say that, but I think people would have realized it was, you know, it's hard to say a slip of the tongue when you drop that. And especially the fact that they just went to the museum. It's like going to the Holocaust Museum and then dropping, anti-Semitic slur too. You just went there and saw all this shit that they went through as players, you know. Yeah, it's rough. And then I jokingly said to you that Dallas Braden caught a little fire from me, just because he like kind of nodded and agreed with him like right away. I'm sure he wasn't fully listening.
I don't know that he actually clocked it, which by the way, does that say something about him? That maybe maybe while they were just walking around BSing, maybe that's the word they were using with each other.
I mean, didn't he do the Sammy Sosa like chest pump and like one of those?
Braden? I don't know.
Yeah, like right when he said it, like, oh yeah, we went to the museum, and he went like one of those, like, yeah, we did kind of thing.
So, but that's what I said to you. I was like, it would be such a shame if this also took down Dallas Braden, because Dallas Braden makes baseball fun. Like, he is great, and he's the one redeeming thing for A's fans who watch broadcasts. Like, he's the one reason to watch, because it's not the team.
No, it's not.
So it'd be such a shame, you know. And you know, eventually in the next few years, the A's are going to move to Vegas, and he's probably not going to be on the broadcast team anymore, anyways. So you know, maybe it's time to make some sort of change. I like Braden is, again, he's one of the best parts of the A's organization right now. And so,
I would see Braden get picked up by MLB TV or
for sure.
Apple broadcast, maybe.
Apple, so there you go. Apple would be perfect. Yeah. It's a bummer. By the way, Booble and WCP in the chat are only talking about street fights. I could scroll back. I started to, but I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Where's our chat moderator?
They are the moderators.
I know they are. That's the problem.
By the way, guys, listeners, get in our chat. We record these every Thursday night. Get in the chat. Join the fun. Like, it's a good time. As you can hear, we will respond if you talk about stuff. It's cool, man. So do it. Try it out. Test the waters. It's good. Should we do our list? You don't have a keeper kick or anything, do you?
I don't. But did you? I guess. Did you check out your Niners schedule that dropped?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at it. I did know they're playing Philly, and they're playing Dallas. That's what I've seen so far. Like, did you see anything else?
I just saw, I think it dropped 2 days ago when they dropped some of the international games, that the Colts play the Pats in Germany.
I was going to say, like, what do the Germans ever do to us? But it's like, oh, yeah, okay. is this like payback?
That's one of those where, you know, I hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad the game's in Germany, so it's on like probably super early, so I don't have to watch it.
Well, wait a minute. This might be an opportunity for you. Like, take a trip to Germany. Why not?
Because I don't want to watch the Colts this next year.
I hear Germany's great.
And I definitely don't want to watch the fucking Pats.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's an excuse to go to Germany.
My excuse would go to Germany and then not go to the game when the game's going on.
That would be great.
I go to fucking some Bundesliga game.
Yes. I really want to do that before I die.
Dortmund.
I really want to do that before I die. I want to take like a week trip to like London and watch like two Premier League games. Like catch a Saturday or Sunday game, then catch a Tuesday or Wednesday game. And just call it good. That'd be so fun.
I wonder how absurd their pricing is. You think it's like NFL level?
I don't know. That's a good question. It depends on the team, I think.
Yeah,
because like you have the teams with the bigger stadiums. Like Tottenham has a massive stadium. So I don't think it's that difficult to get tickets to that. Actually, I know a couple people who just went over and did that. Like they're not Tottenham fans, but they were able to get Tottenham tickets. So they did that and they were pretty close too. So it's a thing. You can do it.
You definitely can.
KC and the Eagles on Monday Night Football should be fun. That's a thing.
I did see, God, I can't remember who it was. The Chiefs opened this season against,
Vegas. Was it Vegas? I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but if King was here, he would know.
Yeah. Booble says the Niners play on Monday Night Football week 7 and 16. They end the season on Monday Night Football? Oh, wait, no. 17's the end of the season now, right? Yeah, that's right.
I will say I'm currently looking at the Colts schedule. If the Colts weren't such dog shit, their schedule is not that difficult. God, it's a bad. Their schedule's cakewalk.
Can you pull up the 49ers one?
Oh God. Oh God. These, there they are. See, they go. Week 1 at the Raiders. Broncos at home week 2, Chargers at home week 3.
The Niners
preseason.
Oh, okay.
That was preseason. Okay. Regular season week 1. At the Steelers to open the season.
Woo-wee.
At the Rams week 2.
Yeah.
That's
an easy dub.
Week 3 home against the Giants.
Home game in Los Angeles. Week 3 yep. against the Giants?
Yeah.
Steelers and week Giants?
Four. Week 4 home against the Cards. Here's a free win.
Dub.
Week 5 home against the Cowboys.
Damn.
Yep. Week 6 at the Browns. Week 7 at the Vikes. Week 8 home with the Bengals.
Jesus Christ, dude! The Vikings and the Bengals back to back.
Yeah. At Jags, home against Bucks. At Seattle, week 12. At Eagles, week 13. Home against the Seahawks. At the Cardinals. Home against the Ravens. At the Commanders. Home against the Rams. Tended.
Like, that's the hardest schedule in the NFL, isn't it?
Well, let's.
So you again. You're just overlooking the. You're just like you threw away the Jags as if they weren't a playoff team.
I did throw away the Jags.
The Vikings playoff team, the Giants playoff team, the Cowboys playoff team, the Eagles Super Bowl team. Jesus.
All right, here we go for King here. At the Saints, at the Cardinals, home against the Brand. Well, damn it. Why would it say week 1? Why would it say week 1 season? Yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Regular season. Well, home against the Lions.
That's
at
not,
the Jags.
Not as easy as it used to be. Jags are playoff team.
Home against the Bears, at the Jets.
Bears are terrible.
At the Vikings.
Jets have Aaron Rodgers now. Vikings are good.
Home against the Broncos.
Broncos might
home
be
against
good.
The Chargers, at the Broncos, home against the Dolphins,
fine.
Bye, home against the Eagles, at the Raiders, at the Packers, home against the Bills, at the Patriots, home against the Raiders, home against the Bengals, at the Chargers. They have the easiest schedule they've had since Patrick Mahomes. Super All their ball. Tough games are at home.
Superb owl. As if they need it. Although, I'll say that is how the scheduling works, where if you're like one of the better teams, you're supposed to...
Supposed to have the hardest schedule.
It's no, usually how they no, like it. It, you face like the worst division or something like that. Is it like for the non-league stuff? That apparently did not happen with the 49ers. Jesus Christ. Playing like all of the good AFC teams. Although that's not true because they don't play the Chargers. They don't play the Chiefs, who they did play last year. But they play the Bengals. Hey.
That's and the Ravens.
And the Ravens, yep. That's rough. Well, we'll see. Hopefully,
yeah, let's see
Brock Purdy's healthy. Like
I'm going to say, how many quarterbacks do you get through in this regular season?
Yeah. Purdy's like he's going to return to throwing in like early June. And so the plan is for him to like be ready basically right before the season starts, like actually full strength. He's not going to be able to like work out with the team or anything, but he's going to be able to like throw the ball, which is better than nothing, I guess.
That's something.
Yep. All right, let's do our list. I've run out of things to talk about. Although Bronny did commit to USC, I don't have anything to say about it.
And Rodman's kid transferred to USC.
There you go.
I don't think he was very good though, but
getting ready for the Big Ten.
Yep.
The Legends Division. That's a thing still.
The Legend.
That's still a thing, right?
We'll keep it as a thing at least.
Yeah. All right, let's do the list. So King actually came up with the idea for the list, even though he's not here.
He did.
The list is Guilty Pleasure TV Shows. It is in honor of Jerry Springer dying. Did you used to watch Springer? I think we all kind of did, right? No?
I mean, it was daytime TV, so unless you were home. I mean, if I was home from school, you know, faking sick usually.
And then,
if I could watch it, throw it on.
That's exactly right. Yep. So Springer, and then they had a spinoff with Steve, right? Like his bodyguard guy.
Did he get his own style?
No, he had his own show.
It's the same thing though, where he.
Yes, it was basically a talk show. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And don't remember that one.
Because remember that dude? He would just like randomly talk to him, and then he would sort of. Fake step in between the people who didn't really actually want to fight each other. Yeah. Then he got his own team. Like, that's how popular Jerry Springer was. Like for people who don't understand, like kids nowadays who don't understand how popular he was, his random bodyguard security guy got his own fucking talk show, even though he could barely form a sentence. That's how popular he was. It's because people were willing to watch literally anything that had to do with Jerry Springer.
Did you,
Jerry.
Did you watch that? Did you watch that Jerry Springer movie?
No. What was it about?
It was like him. It was called something else, but it was basically a movie version of his show.
Okay,
is how I remember it at least.
But they had like a plot with the people who were on the show.
I think so. I remember. I don't fully remember it.
What a,
I got nothing.
What a crazy...
I just remember it was a movie.
What a crazy era of daytime TV. Like, is Sally Jesse Raphael. Like, Ricky Lake had her TV show. Like, just random... Judge Judy, right?
Judge Judy.
Yeah.
See, how did the bailiff guy... that's like the version that's like... Her bailiff guy gets a spinoff.
Yeah.
That's what...
Crazy. The TV shows our moms used to watch... It's fucking crazy, you guys. Yeah, good point, Booble. Jerry Springer and Austin Powers is great. That was funny.
Yeah. It was good. But, all right. Top three guilty pleasure TV shows.
Okay. So I took this as, so generally the idea for a guilty pleasure TV show is like a TV show you're not supposed to watch. So it's like a dumb TV show that you watch, just you can't get enough of anyway. So like the Kardashians or something like that. Nobody's supposed to watch the Kardashians, but we all do. Have you watched them? Because I have. I'll admit it. I don't currently watch them, but I watched them for like a season or two. Just I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I absolutely did.
I never watched any of the Jersey Shore. I never watched.
Never watched that one either.
Yeah, I never watched those kind of shows, really.
What was the Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie one? What was that called?
The Simple Life.
Simple Life. That was it. Yeah.
Didn't watch that either.
Shows like that. But I sort of took this as shows that I just watch all the time anyways. So like shows that if like I will just put on the TV, I am never bored by the show. It is always interesting no matter how many times I watch episodes. I'll just put it on while I'm just sitting there brain dead getting ready for bed, and I'll just watch them till I fall asleep, that kind of show. So that's sort of how I went with mine. And you're like,
I'm similar there. I have some ones. Yeah.
All right. I'll start. So my number three is Futurama. Futurama is a show that I did not watch when it was on, like most people. I didn't watch it when it was actually on TV, but when it was added to like Netflix, I watched it all the time. Just all
you
the
didn't
time.
Watch like the TBS reboot.
No. I'd just watch the episodes over and over again. I just run them through season after season after season. And then I got them on, not only that, but I think they left Netflix at some point, and I was like, well, I'll just buy them on DVD. So I bought all the seasons on DVD and then just did it that way. Literally.
Like
taking out DVDs, putting in DVDs, and I just watched Futurama.
That's rough.
Yeah.
It might be on Hulu now because that's where the reboot of the reboot is happening. So it could be on Futurama on Hulu now.
Yeah.
But my number three one is Alone.
Oh, I know about that
one.
I haven't seen
it. Stick the people in the wilderness and they got to survive as long as they can.
I hear that's great.
I always feel like my guilty pleasure kind of things are like things that I think I could do, but I probably can't do.
You absolutely would die.
Yes. But I was like, I could fucking do that. I could go forage for some shit or go catch a fish. Yeah, it's easy, right?
I couldn't. I've thought about that so many times. So you know, I'm a type 1 diabetic. So I have insulin. I need it.
Yes,
I could not. If I got dropped in that scenario, I would be dead within 5 days. like if I didn't have insulin, I would be dead within 5 days.
Like, well, you'd have to figure out a way to make your own insulin.
I gotta find a pig. I gotta find a way to harvest the insulin out of the pig. By the way, that's what diabetics take. By the way, that's the insulin we get is pig insulin. That's a real thing. If you didn't know that, that's where that insulin comes from, is pigs. I just gotta find a pig and harvest some insulin, man. It's just that simple. It's easy.
Simple as that.
Yeah. We all become scientists. Okay, my number two. All right. I don't think anybody's going to come along with me on this one. It's on YouTube. It is Game Grumps. You ever heard of Game Grumps?
I have.
You have? Let's go!
I've seen some clips of Game Grumps, yeah.
He's a grump. He's not so grump. And we're the Game Grumps. Fucking love those guys, man. I fucking love those guys. Like legitimately, I can just, so it's just them playing a video game and bullshitting, which that's what we do with our friends anyways. And so it's literally just, it's a reality show. It's sitting watching them play a video game and bullshit, and they're funny, and I just like having them on, man. And they have these like 3-hour compilation things. It's like the best of this month or the best of this year or whatever, and I just have them on. And
yeah, see, they're you're probably not really watching the actual video game much.
No,
because
no.
I don't think they're not very good. They're not good at them.
Right?
They're
not like,
it's not like this. You know, you can watch a clip. You know, the speed run this game, and you could see like, oh, this person's put thousands of hours into this game to be very good at it.
And they play a lot of weird, dumb games where they do get comedy from it. So that's fun too. When they play like the super stupid games where they're like just completely ridiculous, and they have good guests on sometimes too. So like they've played games with like some famous people, and it's fun. They bullshit and play games. I like it. And I mean, I legitimately will put on like the 3-hour YouTube videos and just have them on and watch them.
Yeah, I can get down with that. All right, my number two, a lot of people, well, they might know it because they've been like a season or two on Netflix of it, but I've seen there's like 200 plus. It's a British show called A Repair Shop. And all it is this little repair shop where people bring in, the one that I really like is when people bring in like old clocks and shit like that, but you bring in like antique stuff and they fix it for the people. It's one of those things where it's it's not like super entertaining. It's more like relaxing. Sure. Like, oh, this guy had to repair this little old timepiece kind of thing. But I say, there's like 250 episodes of it. And they're British.
They really do. Like 10 seasons of it.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's another thing too, man. It's like the Great British Bake Off shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cooking shows. I could have probably done some cooking shows too, but
I do have a lot of like random British shows that I will just watch over and over again. Yeah, crazy. That actually looks fun. I should read the ones from the chat. Let's see. Booble's number three was Gilmore Girls. I could see that. That's, we were talking about like the OC earlier. Like that's sort of,
yeah,
that's,
I said, the same. If King was here, yeah, King would have had the OC in, yeah, there for sure.
Yep. WCP's is The Simpsons. Yeah, that's sort of a long, I haven't watched The Simpsons in such a long time, man. Like, legitimately, like season 6, I think, is the last one I watched. It's
season 6.
That's like,
it gotta be in the 30s.
Yeah, it's like
now.
25 seasons ago. okay, we've done our twos. So let's see. Booble says Family Feud. That's a good one too.
With who? Who is the host?
Yeah, I need to know
the question.
Who's your Family Feud host, Booble?
And there's only one correct answer for a Family Feud host.
And then WCP says Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. Naked and Afraid's good too.
Booble says Steve Harvey.
Nah, see, that's the incorrect answer. Correct answer is Louis Anderson.
I don't know, man. Steve Harvey's pretty good. Have you seen his suits? They're oversized.
Have you seen his teeth and his mustache? Yeah.
They're oversized.
They are oversized.
He says, get the fuck out with Louis Anderson.
Love Louis.
Louis!
The only reason why I really like that TV show Baskets with Galifianakis is because Louis Anderson played his mom in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of genius. All right, my number one is MXC. Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. Yep. If you don't know what MXC is, I think we've talked about it before, but it is, it was made on Spike, I think, is what it first came out on. It was like Spike TV a long time ago, but it was a bunch of dudes from Mad TV who got together and took a show from Japan called Takeshi's Castle, starring Takeshi Kitano, who is actually a really famous actor over there, like a mob movie actor, legitimately great. I think he was Zatoichi, like the blind swordsman. Legitimately great. And it is like Takeshi's Castle is the most ridiculous fucking TV show you've ever seen in your life. If you've seen like the actual like version of it, it's a bunch
of
people.
Did you watch that though? Do you ever watch the Japanese version of it?
Yeah.
Without the,
yeah. It's not
ridiculous. The commentary is the best part, but obviously the,
it's not nearly guys, as, not nearly as good.
Old,
but yeah.
Well, Guy LaDouche as your on field reporter.
Yeah, Guy LaDouche, Kenny Blankenship, and Vic Romano. Yeah. So they dub over it. So it's all these people doing these crazy like events where they like legitimately take these huge hits and like fall and hurt them. They're fine. Like nobody actually gets hurt. But they commentate it and write all these funny jokes and they do hilarious voices. It's legitimately one of the best shows ever made. I have no problem
saying
that.
Did you try to watch Wipeout? Because it's the Wipeout was the same thing, just an American version of it.
Yeah, but not funny.
No.
No.
Not funny.
It's not funny.
And not made in the seems like it was made in the 80s, but I think it was made in like mid to late 90s.
That's the cool thing about Takeshi's Castle, is it looked low budget.
Yes,
and
it
that's
was
the thing that's it was low budget. That's the thing I appreciate about it. Like you could see the mistakes and you could see where they cut corners.
We brought it up before. Wasn't an ex-NFL player one of the like big goons that they had that would like throw people off?
It was the guy from Mr. Baseball. Like, you remember the American?
Oh, that's right. It was the American from Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, he was one of the monsters in Takeshi's Castle who would try to like knock people off of stuff. God, I love that show. God, I love MXC. But that's another thing where it would be on TV all the time and I'd watch it whenever it was on. Like, this is like before DVR and shit. And so like if it's on, I'm stopping what I'm doing and watching it. Yeah. But then I bought the DVDs. Like I still have the DVDs over there. Like, and I'd wear them out, dude. Wear them out. Genuinely love that show. I like that's one of those ones where I'd put on a DVD before I went to bed and just have the DVD play, and then I'd fall asleep with it on and then wake up and the DVD menu with the music would be playing. I was like,
oh yeah.
I literally like that show might have been a problem. Like, now that I'm talking about it this way, it sounds like it might be a problem. But fucking love it.
Yeah. It is a good show.
Yep. Kenny Blankenship and Vic Romano.
Vic Romano. But all right. My number one is like yours, to where I would throw it on, you know, watch an episode or two before I fall asleep every night. I've probably seen it through, I don't even know how many times. And that's American Dad.
Oh, wow.
It's my favorite show. And I don't even like Seth MacFarlane shows, except for that's my favorite show.
Man, I could never get into it. Like, I legitimately tried too. I don't know what it is about it. I couldn't do it.
See, it's the thing is, like, I never really liked Family Guy because they would just like, it's like, oh, cut to something zany that makes no sense. American Dad actually had like creative writing where they worked in funny jokes and things that was actually part of the storyline.
Yeah, that is the thing. Family Guy had their formula where they do they like say a thing, do the cutaway, come back. Say a thing, do the cutaway, come back. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that about Family Guy. They actually some kind of had plots. Or not Family Guy, American Dad.
American Dad.
They actually kind of had plots.
Each episode had a plot.
Yeah. Booble's asking for your feelings about the Cleveland show.
Oof. I mean, problematic now that they had a white guy voice the black characters, but the show was terrible on top of it.
Yeah, that became a thing, man. That was really interesting. I'm not saying like that it's necessarily a bad thing, but it was really interesting when that happened, where all of a sudden nobody was okay with white people doing voices of people with color.
Well, it's
I understand where they're coming from. I'm just like, I thought it was really interesting that it sort of came out of nowhere. And I was like, well, this has been a thing forever. Like, you know, and it goes both ways, too. Like, Phil Lamar did, like, the voice of Samurai Jack or whatever, right? And so it's like, well, I mean, okay. I thought it was odd, I guess. It's like, again, I understand where they're coming from, but I was just like, but they're cartoon characters. Like, don't we care about the... Okay, all right. Okay. As long as the voice is still good and the show's still funny, like, whatever. I don't really give a shit. But
that was a real problem. The show wasn't funny or good, so...
Yeah.
Easy to cancel that.
Yeah, good point by Booble. Like, think of all the voices Hank Azaria did. Yes. On The Simpsons for
well,
like 20 years. That's like, one of the reasons it happened, I think.
Like, I don't think he does some... I don't know if he does Apu anymore, so yeah, it's...
No. Apu is not a character they do on that show anymore. Like, that was the thing. They stopped doing that character altogether. So
yeah,
fair enough, man. I'm all right. You got anything else before we wrap this up?
Do those guys have ones? Help them out here.
Oh yeah, ones. My bad. Let me scroll back up here. Number ones. Booble says worst cooks in America, and then WCP says anything on Food Network.
Yeah, yeah. Food is easy thing to throw on and get engrossed in.
I used to watch Iron Chef all the time.
I used to watch the Japanese Iron Chef.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's one I used to watch too.
The that guy is in the new John Wick movie, isn't he?
Which guy? The host?
Yeah. No, like the old Iron Chef host. Yeah. Maybe I'm mixing up the Iron Chef versions.
I think he's like Takeshi's Castle, where he's like a legit actor too.
He is.
But they just host these ridiculous shows.
I love it. Love it. By the way, listener, if you've never seen MXC, like, please do yourself a favor. It is so funny, and it still holds up too. Like it's timeless, man. It's on Tubi. MXC is on Tubi.
Tubi. We are a pro Tubi podcast.
Thanks,
so.
Google. We are very pro Tubi. So turn it on your laptop. Get the HDMI connector. Connect that to your TV. You might be able to watch Tubi that way. I think that's the only way you can do it, unless it's built into your TV like some people. But it's worth it. Do the effort.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Movie podcast on Sunday is Animal House. It's on Netflix, so watch it and then listen to us talk about it. Okay, bye.